the thing that hires all the incompetent boobs from Washington get hired at Harvard and all these other places because we've created this endowment system that's super corrupt and feeding off the children.
But Steve, let me ask you a question. I don't disagree with your notion. Tuition increases are insane. I 100% agree. But let me ask you this. So economists will tell you that demand for, let's say, a retail product, a burger, demand for a burger is elastic based on price, right? Thomas Sowell in Basic Economics will tell you that as consumers, we communicate through the pricing mechanism. In other words, if I tell you I'll give you a half pound burger for a dollar, you'd probably buy that all day long. If I told you the same burger, I'd charge you $80, you'd say you're crazy. So I would have to drop that price down until the point in which you accepted my offer. And maybe that's $7 for a burger, right? So as the price of tuition increased, the market was not elastic. It was inelastic. Students continued to borrow more money. They continued to enroll in greater numbers than ever before. Why? Why did the students say, I don't care how much it costs, I will take on debt, I will do whatever it takes, I must go to school no matter how much you charge me? That's not how the marketplace is supposed to work. The student perceives that there is something at that university that they have to have, the golden Willy Wonka ticket. And we as a society are guilty of convincing them of that. And you know what else we're guilty of? We're guilty ourselves of saying, if you want to apply for this job, here are the minimum characteristics. A college degree. Why? Do you know why? Because years ago, companies understood from their legal counsel that you can't choose who you want to choose. You have to have some basic factors in there that allow you to weed out things. So they started playing games with all of this. People wanted some way to sort through the applicants, right? But why did they do that? Why is it that people who don't have a degree themselves will demand that they won't hire somebody unless they have a degree? That seems silly. You see, there's a whole cultural phenomenon, an absolute tsunami of endorsement for this ridiculous notion that somehow a college degree changes who you are. And I would ask everybody, what did college do for you that you couldn't do for yourself? How did it change you? How did it make you a better employee? Or did it? Abraham Lincoln never went to school, never went to college or law school, for that matter. It's been a distinct honor. Clay and Buck are out tomorrow. They'll be back with you on Wednesday. Chris Christie is their guest. You can communicate directly with me through my website at michaelberryshow.com. Greg, Mike, Allie, Rachel, the entire team, thank you so much for this incredible honor to speak to this massive audience of great patriots. Have a wonderful 4th of July tomorrow, and remember the cause behind it, our Declaration of Independence and the founding of this wonderful nation we call home. It's worth fighting for.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Mike Lindell's introducing the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented the original MyPillow, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he's using new technology to make the pillow even better.
The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but now has brand new exclusive fabric that is made with temperature regulating thread.
The MyPillow 2.0 is available at a great value right now. Buy one, get one free for a limited time with promo code Clay and Buck. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. The pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Special Square, and you'll get this buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow 2.0. Enter promo code Clay and Buck or call 800-792-3269 to get your MyPillow 2.0 now.
Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, if you're with them, you're overpaying, pure and simple. Pure Talk can easily save your family over $900 a year. Right now, get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and ultra-fast 5G data for just $20 a month.
What about the coverage, you ask? It's phenomenal. I'm on it. Pure Talk uses the most dependable 5G network in the country. So grab your phone and dial #250 and say the keyword Clay and Buck to get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $20 a month.
Pure Talk's amazing U.S. customer service team will make switching so easy. So choose a veteran-owned company who cares about keeping jobs in America and saving you money.
Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Clay and Buck for unlimited talk and text with plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. Dial #250 and say Clay and Buck and save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Travel from Las Vegas to L.A. in a premium economy bus with colors, more legroom, Wi-Fi access, affordable prices. Buy your ticket today at colors.com. Premium economy bus travel with colors. That is KOLORS.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Meteorologist Josh Weiss with the National Weather Service says a high-pressure ridge over the southwest is keeping temperatures extremely high, prompting heat warnings over the holiday period.
High temperatures in the parts of the desert southwest, including Arizona, Las Vegas, and California, Nevada and California, that could be 110 to 115, maybe even in approaching 125 degrees in Death Valley, California, which will be the hottest place for the next few days. It does look like that this will include the holiday on July 4th for a lot of those areas.
He says people in areas with extreme heat should try to stay in air-conditioned areas as much as possible.
Don't go outside and work or exercise during the peak hours of the afternoon, during the hottest part of the day, if you can avoid it. Make sure you're hydrated at all times, you know, with water, sports drink, things like that. Just try and stay, you know, aware of yourself. Try and stay in the cool as much as you can. Don't overexert yourself when you're outside. And something I always like to add, too, is make sure that you have shelter for your pets, because sometimes they can succumb to the heat as well when it's really hot out there, so make sure they have shade and water.
Meteorologist Josh Weiss. Also at townhall.com, on the battlefront, a top NATO official has said Russia's armed forces are bruised, but by no means beaten in the war in Ukraine.
The chair of the NATO Military Committee, Admiral Rob Bauer, told reporters that Russia and its ability to bounce back should never be underestimated. President Joe Biden and his NATO counterparts are set to endorse a major shake-up of the alliance's planning system at an upcoming summit in Lithuania. NATO as an organization does not provide weapons or ammunition to Ukraine. It sought to avoid being dragged into a wider war with nuclear-armed Russia. At the same time, it is massively reinforcing the security of member countries near Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus. I'm Karen Chamas.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a small business owner wondering if you qualify for the Employee Retention Credit? With careful accounting, you can receive up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in employee payroll tax refunds through this federal program. One call to 800-315-8175 is all it takes to find out if you qualify for the Employee Retention Credit and possibly for quick funding with one of our accredited funding partners in as little as 72 hours. Our process has been thoroughly vetted by a team of experienced tax attorneys and CPAs, and our refund specialists will work tirelessly to get you every penny your business deserves. Plus, with our exclusive audit assistance guarantee, your business is protected. Call Careful Accounting now at 800-315-8175. See if you qualify for an ERC advance payment and get the cash your business needs to succeed. That's 800-315-8175. your small business may qualify to receive up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in payroll tax refunds. Call 800-315-8175.
Youth and young adult, education, employment, behavioral and mental health. Find resources for youth in your community. Free and confidential help is here 24/7. Download the Youth app for yourself, a friend, or your family. Text your zip code to 898-211. Call 211, visit Nevada211.org, or chat with a specialist on our website. Get connected. Get help.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment tax, taxes, or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. If you're a DirecTV subscriber, you might have noticed Channel 8 has gone dark again. For at least the third time in the last 8 years, the local channel has been removed because its parent company, Nexstar, could not reach a new deal with DirecTV, which also removed the Nexstar-owned cable news channel, News Nation. Triple-digit heat finally arrived in Las Vegas. It was 135 on Friday afternoon when Southern Nevada finally reached 100 degrees for the first time this year at the airport. Before Friday, it had been 293 days since Las Vegas fell to 100-degree day, the longest stretch in the valley's weather history. Friday's high hit 103. Temperatures hit 110 for the first time yesterday afternoon, just before 3, tying the record with 1955 for the shortest time between the first 100 and 110-degree day in the valley, just 2 days. An excessive heat warning remains in effect throughout tonight until 8. June was the coolest month since 1998, with only one day of triple-digit temperatures. That was Friday. Weather officials remind you to beat the heat by minimizing outdoor activities during the day and wear light-colored clothing. It's 108 right now.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch for some right shoulder activity there on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at Decatur. Volumes are heavy on the 15 through the resort area, southbound at Flamingo, north at Russell. And watch for accidents right now, Windmill at Eastern and Maryland at Bridger. And now stay tuned for the best of Live and Local with Kevin Wall.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Live and Local. Good to have you with us. My name is Kevin Wall. Always good to be with you and always good to be in with Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com, from ReaganBabe.com. She joins us. Good afternoon, Megan.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I am just fine, getting ready for triple digits. Are you ready for triple digits? Oh, I'm sorry. You're up north.
Yeah, but we're going to get pretty warm this weekend. We're going from like 70 degrees to like 95. So
wow.
We're going to have a little bit of a heat wave up here. Yeah.
Wow. Saturday, big day. A bunch of bills are going to become law. Give me your short list of bills that are going to become law that are going to impact families and kids, even kindergartners. Can you give me just a thumbnail sketch of what some of the major bills are that are going to become law?
Well, you've really put me on the spot, Kevin. I could probably pick up a few off the top of my head. However,
the minimum wage?
An article.
The minimum wage?
Excuse me?
The minimum wage?
Yes, the minimum wage is going up. I think it's, is it 12.25?
Wow. But isn't it a fact, though, that many workers are working at more than minimum wage? Is that right?
Yeah. When you look kind of around, especially to the want ads, they're normally around about $15 to start. I think even Starbucks and Walmart is offering $15. I think Amazon is more than that. I think it starts at $18 and goes up.
Wow.
And so, you know, and that just depends, you know, Starbucks used to offer a minimum wage, but they also offered health insurance, if you recall. So a lot of people, especially younger kids or even older adults that were like, I had a girlfriend who was a mom of three. She actually took a part-time job at Starbucks just to get the health insurance for her and her kids. And then once Obamacare came in, Starbucks dropped their health insurance for their employees and also dropped the hours. And so, you know, when government moves, businesses move as well. They react. And that's something that Democrats just don't seem to understand. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, the minimum wage is going to increase. However, is it increasing with the rate of inflation? No, not in these inflationary times. And I wrote about this yesterday. There were two studies actually published, one last month, one this month. And it basically said that Nevadans overall are the most stressed. And how they came up with that in these two independent studies, but they kind of marry really well together in my piece, it's due to inflation. We have the most work stress. We're the most work stress related, meaning that we're concerned about various aspects of money in order to provide, especially in these inflationary times. And then overall, we're just so stressed because of inflation. So there's a financial stress and an emotional stress that comes with exorbitant spending under the Biden administration. This specific administration, since Joe Biden took office, we've had double-digit increases across the board in every single commodity, in every single household good, whether it's electricity or gas in your car or food on your table or rent, whatever it is, there have been double-digit increases. Joe Biden has increased, I think close to 15% it was, and that's the highest recorded increase in over 40 years.
And are
so
we...
So when the CPI...
Go ahead.
Consumer Price Index, which is tied to inflation, it's released by the Better Business... it's released by the... I can't remember the government agency, but nonetheless, they released it around the middle of June, and Joe Biden says, oh, this is great news for working families. Really? Just because inflation has gone down a couple points here and there over the course of time, coming down off historic highs is nothing.
That is incredible. And we're seeing that, are we not, at the grocery store, at the hardware store? We're seeing that across the economy. Am I right?
Well, we are seeing seeing across the economy. And then I have to warn you, if you think the Democrats are going to talk about the economy when they're running against Republicans in this next general election, of course they aren't. All they're talking about, Kevin, I've been watching the Democrats for the last, well, I always watch them. I've been watching them the last few weeks, and all they're talking about is abortion. And it's, again, the same old recycled dogma. And I'm sorry, but maybe it's the time to repeal the 19th Amendment. If women are really this stupid that they aren't going – in Nevada, you can abort your baby up to 6 months. You can go in as a six-month pregnant woman and have your baby ripped out of you. That's what we have in Nevada. So when you have Susie Lee and you have Jackie Rosen and you have Catherine Cortez Masto and you have every other female Democrat screeching in Nevada about abortion. In Nevada, abortion is protected by statutory law. And that's not going to change unless the voters change it. But again, they're using emotional manipulation based on an ignorant populace of voters, specifically suburban women, okay, who likely already have kids and are too old to have kids, who continue to vote Democrat. Why?
So before November 5th, is it your belief that women across the state of Nevada will smarten up and be able to say, this is a bunch of BS, and we know what the law is, we know that women do have the right to an abortion here in our state. Do you think that women will recognize that by November 5th?
No. November 5th, what, 2024? No.
Yeah.
They haven't wised up yet. You just had a poll done of suburban women, and I don't remember who did the poll, that said, well, if it's between a Republican and Joe Biden, you know, whether it's DeSantis or Trump and Joe Biden, who would you pick? They picked Biden.
Wow.
Their bills have gone up exponentially, and they're still voting with their uterus. It's just unbelievable to me that they can be emotionally manipulated like this to believe that somehow, because they can't get an abortion past 6 months, a six-month pregnant woman can walk into any Planned Parenthood in Nevada and get an abortion. I mean, that boggles my mind.
Yeah.
You know what a six-month pregnant woman looks like.
Big.
Big.
Let me just ask you, February 6th is the presidential primary, and I'm wondering, you keep your ear to the ground, you're there in the seat of power in Carson City, and I'm curious, do you see any evidence of political consultants or people, well, what I call political infrastructure for some of these presidential wannabes? We are first in the West.
Oh, as far as have they set up their campaigns in the Silver State
exactly.
yet? Is that what you're
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really haven't. What I thought was very interesting is that, well, for one, I think it's too early. I mean, we still have well over a year and, what, nearly a year and a half, year and 5 months, something like that to go, 4 months. So it's a little bit early. Usually we start things, we see campaigns really kind of launching August, September, right? So I haven't seen the infrastructure yet, but I thought it was very interesting that Ron DeSantis's campaign reached out to me. I didn't know how to get a hold of them. And they got a hold of me. So that tells me that, number one, he wants to engage in the grassroots, especially in Nevada. He wants to engage Nevadans. And he had his press team find me, and they did, and I interviewed him. So, you know, he's the only one. This was his first, this was Nevada's, rather, in the Silver State. He was the first presidential candidate to swing through Nevada. So that says a lot. You know, that says not only a lot about his campaign, but it says a lot about the Silver State as far as, you know, how we're a continuous swing state. And historically, we have been before the gerrymandering by the Democrats. But, you know, when you look at past elections, President Trump lost the state by 2 points, I think, each time he ran. So, you know, has anything changed in Nevada to help Trump come over that 2 percentage point differential? No. But, you know, Ron DeSantis, I asked Ron specifically, I said, you know, how does a conservative win in Nevada? Because consultants keep telling me that conservatives can't win in Nevada. So I just responded, why do you keep running candidates that act like conservatives? And they win. Like, how do you, like, how?
Good point. Good you know? Point. More coming up.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Lombardo, for all, you know, when you look at his campaign, he ran as a conservative. But he governed more as a moderate. And Joe Lombardo was elected on a conservative platform. So go figure.
Very, very, very interesting. By the way, the presidential preference primary here in the state is February 6th of 2024. So it is just around the corner. I would expect that you're going to start seeing candidates roll through here, and that means they're political consultants and people like that. It'll be interesting to see what happens. You've been writing a bunch. You've been writing a bunch about NPRI's separation of powers lawsuit, and yeah. It looks like the Democrats, they're not going to go quietly on this one.
No. You know, this is a very interesting case, and I'm very intrigued by it, and I think that's why I've been writing about it so much. And it's very important for Nevadans. You know, I realize that sometimes court cases can drag out, and this one has dragged out for, you know, close to 3 years now, but it is in the Supreme Court. And what this basically will decide is whether or not our Constitution is fundamentally sound. And what our Constitution says is that if you are a public employee, you cannot be a member of the legislature, period. That's pretty much what it comes down to. So basically, you can't double dip, nor can you create laws, pass laws, vote on laws that would benefit you, right? Obviously, there is a conflict of interest. Well, when you look at the Democrats in the legislature, a majority, many of them are teachers. Some of them are were DAs, public defenders. And so you cannot constitutionally, number one, you should be disqualified immediately by the Secretary of State as a candidate, but Barbara Zagaski didn't do that. We know that our Cisco Aguilar is not going to do that. So, you know, NPRI took up this case and basically put the pressure on about 11 different Democrats and said, look, you're violating the Constitution. You're violating the separation of clause agreement. You guys are teachers, you're DAs, et cetera. Either step down or continue with this lawsuit. Well, Nicole Canizaro, who's the Senate Majority Leader, who constantly had a baby hanging off of her chest during the whole entire session, it's stunning to me that she can't figure out when the session is, when the session is only every 2 years, and she just seemingly is pregnant every single time. But nonetheless, she stepped down from her, I think she was a DA or she was a public defender, I don't remember which, and then also Melanie Scheibel, who is also a state senator, stepped down from her role and went to private practice. Okay, great. You've done your job. You can represent the people. You're a private practice lawyer. Well done. But you still have a remaining six or so Democrats who have continuously delayed this case. The latest reason they gave the judge or the panel of judges is that they had scheduled family vacations this summer.
Oh.
You know, because they're teachers. You know, they couldn't meet the deadline that they've had since January. And they've already asked for one continuance. So they just keep delaying and delaying and delaying. And, you know, there was a district court judge that ruled in the Democrats' favor against NPRI. And that was back, I believe, in January. And so NPRI appealed this and took it to the Supreme Court, you know, filed the various motions. And what the Democrats have done is just continuously delay. Now, if we were adjust, then all of the laws that they have, and that the Supreme Court finds in the case of NPRI, then all of the laws that they drafted, co-signed, signed on to, sponsored, voted on, should basically be moot because they violated their constitutional duty. They violated the state constitution. They did not step down from their positions as teachers when they ran for office and when they secured their office.
Any feel for how long this thing is going to go? I mean, is this the last milepost on this road to finality?
I would think so. I mean, I don't think that they really have, you know, according to the response by MPRI, they don't really have the room to continue to delay, you know, file motions of delay. And so, you know, this is heating up a little bit. I would expect a trial.